friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we've made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Good evening, good evening, good evening, friends. Welcome to our show, A Dose of Hope, right here on WWDB AM 860 on your dial, or WWDBAM.com for internet listening, or you can download the WWDBAM app on your Android or your iPhone. We want to thank you for joining us for this episode of A Dose of Hope. It is our prayer that during our time together, you will feel inspired, motivated, and hopeful from our conversations on the Word of God and the music we play. Well, it is me. It's your girl. It's your sister. It is your friend. I am Danielle Young, the host of A Dose of Hope. And beside me is my life partner, my love, my best friend, my guy. He's my awesome co-host, Tyrone, who's going to greet you at this time.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us for another edition of A Dose of Hope.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for those greetings, husband. And so we're going to do things a little differently this week, because we are at an interesting place in our nation. We have the elections have taken place and we have the results are in. And so we want to just talk about that and, you know, just have some conversation around that. And we'll do that right after this next selection.
It's been a long year. It almost took me down, I swear. Life was so good. I'm not so sure we knew what we had. I'll never be the same man. I'll never feel like I felt before. It's been a hard year, it almost took me down. But when my world broke into pieces, you were there faithfully. When I cried out to you, Jesus, you made a way for me. I may never be the same man, but I'm a man who still believes. When I cried out to you, Jesus, you were there faithfully.
And we are back, and I am Danielle Young, the host of A Dose of Hope. And with me is my husband, Tyrone Young, and we're talking today about the election, our election that took place on last week, and just kind of want to talk about the implications and, you know, share some feelings about what took place on last week and what is to come. But before we do, we just want to talk for a little while about some current events. The weather is starting to get a little more seasonal, starting to get a little chillier, as you can probably feel. Yesterday was comfortable temperature wise, but today there's a little chill in the air, but it still feels, it's a good day. The sun is shining brightly and, you know, it feels nice out today. So I hope you'll be able to get an opportunity or have had the opportunity to get out and enjoy the weather. Husband, what's going on in sports?
So in sports, the Eagles had another big win. Unfortunately, it was against a team that's near and dear to my heart, but I'm still, it was an impressive win by the Eagles, so very impressed by them. The Sixers get back on the court tonight, and hopefully, well, Maxey's out now, but Joel Embiid supposed to make his season debut tonight, along with Paul George, first time they're playing together, but we have to wait another couple weeks for the big three to get together. But things are looking up. Flyers won last night, so Philadelphia's rolling right about now in sports.
Awesome. Sounds good. And we wish all those who are recovering a speedy recovery. We need you well, fellas, so that we can continue to have success in our basketball season. And, yes. You know, just so we want you to be well. All right. And so for us, it was last week. This month is always a great week of month of celebration for us. We celebrate mm-hmm. anniversaries. We're grateful to God. We celebrated 27 years of marriage on yes. November 1st. And so we're so happy and grateful to God for 27 years.
Amen.
Of a life shared together. It's yes. been a blessing. And then we celebrated my birthday was.
Yes. Yes.
It was actually on election day. So, you know, a lot of celebrating going on. And we've been going out and eating in restaurants and having a good time last week. funny story, true story. Can't make these things up.
Oh, my goodness.
It was about a month or so ago. Husband won some tickets from one of the radio stations. He won some tickets and he said, I won some tickets and it's a concert. It's in Baltimore. And I said, well, we're going. And he mentioned the name of one of the artists that was going to be in a concert. He mentioned Zach Williams. And I'm like, oh, yes, yes. Zach Williams, as we know, he's a local recording artist, musician, great choir, won a chord. He's recently recognized in the Grammys and things like that. And I was like, oh, yes, we are there. Baltimore, here we come. And so we were planning this trip and we set out for this trip and we got to Baltimore on Friday to go to this concert and looking forward to such a good time. Got all dialed up. Yes, I did. I was looking cute, y'all. I was
yes,
cute.
Yes, you was.
And you weren't too bad yourself. You cleaned up real nicely, husband. But we went
to
this concert and we get there and looking around and like, okay, this is interesting, a little different, but we were still, trying to go along with whatever was going on. And then eventually we heard the name Zach Williams mentioned and we started smiling because there were other artists as well. We started smiling and okay, yeah, Zach Williams. So I thought we missed him until the one artist said, oh, we're going to bring Zach Williams out for a quick minute. And I looked and I listened and I was like, wait a minute, Zach has changed. It was a different Zach Williams. It was not the Zach Williams that we thought it was, but we enjoyed the show. Zach Williams. Zach with Z-A-C-H. He's a Christian artist as well. So we enjoyed the show. And I heard music from an artist that I hadn't heard before, but I was super impressed. And his name is Toby Mac. So we may play a little Toby Mac in a little while. We're going to play some Zach Williams. We're going to play it all. But it was so funny. And I'm looking at husband like, really? Got me all the way in Baltimore. But we had a good time anyhow. We stayed overnight. And it was just a wonderful time. The topic that we really want to touch on today is the election that took place on last week. By now, we all know the results of the election. Some of the local elections are still questionable. They're still, counting some of the votes, especially for this Senate seat, which is Senator Bob Casey and Dan McCormick. And so they still counting numbers and various things are taking place. And, it's a little disturbing to say the least. They're saying hundreds of thousands of ballots are unaccounted for. They were having problems with mail-in ballots. But they said that could be cured and, a lot of things happen. But the big thing is that we know who won the presidential election. And also, even not just the presidential, but the Senate. So the Republicans are now the majority in the Senate. We know that President Donald Trump won the presidential election. And so, with that came a lot of mixed emotions. We all have personal feelings about the results of the election, and that's not what we are here to talk about per se. We all have our thoughts on who should have won, who or what have you, and that's fine. Some with the results of the election, some may feel pleased, while others might be very upset right now and a little confused. Right. And feeling like there's a lot of uncertainty in the days ahead. And so these next weeks after the election are going to be trying for many of us. The upcoming weeks and days and months, even into the new year, are going to be emotionally charged. And they already are. We've seen it already. Some people may be feeling relieved or enthusiastic about the results, and others might be feeling angry and even anxious, disappointed or discouraged. And we need to understand that people's feelings are valid. We're not coming to discount anybody's feelings, but we just want to talk about it a little bit because it needs to be talked about. We can never avoid conversations that are going to bring about change and healing. And husband, one of the things that I heard one of the reporters saying before the election, before election day, he said, whoever wins that seat as the president, the next leaders are going, the first thing they're going to have to do is work on uniting this nation. And I thought about that really hard, you know, and I was like, wow, that's powerful, but it's so true. You know, we are the United States of America, and we what we saw prior to the election was a lot of division, you know, and it happened in subtle ways and it happened in very bold ways. Or as some say, some were, you know, demure, or some were really, you know, out there. And so, husband, just wanted to hear, you know, some of your thoughts and input on what you've witnessed or what your experience has been.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you there. I totally agree with everything you're saying, just your observations. And one of the things that I've noticed, and, you know, just, you know, being on and, you know, watching the news and everything, and it's like really quiet right now, which is, you know, after all that had went on before the election, you know, just the mudslinging, the, you know, just the division. And right now is very, very quiet. Like, you're not really hearing much, which is kind of shocking to me. But I'm prayerful, like you said, that, you know, President elect Trump, you know, will be open to bringing this country together, because division is not what we need right now. We need to pull together and to, you know, just pray that everything is going to be done in decency and order, and that you know, it's going to be that God's in control, and I know God's in control. You know, I'm just waiting to see. I'm waiting and praying and just hoping that we, like you said, we can become a United States of America. So, you know, that's my feelings right now. I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop and hope that it's a good drop and not a bad drop.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you for sharing that, husband. And, you know, one of the things that we have to understand is that relationship, it's all about relationships, how we relate to one another as a nation. I don't want to break it down to Democrats, independents, the Republicans. No, as people, the Bible refers to it as neighbors, how we should treat our neighbors. And we're going to read a little scripture about that. But I want to just say relationships are strengthened sometimes through the little things. Little things like having conversations, little things like smile or how's it going. Those kinds of things, while we think, oh, that's no big deal, it does matter. It makes a difference. Gestures of love, appreciation, build a strong foundation. And we need to understand, and that's where it's going to begin. You know, we didn't come during this time to judge anybody or to bash anyone for their political views, associations, affiliations, mm-hmm. or what have you. This is a judgment-free zone. But, you know, the election is over. Now it's time to go to work. And so we're going to talk a little more about this subject, but we're going to hear a selection. We don't know who's going to be. It might be Zach, Z-A-C-H Williams. It might be Zach, Z-A-K Williams, or it may be Toby Mac.
All right, watch it now.
Stay with us. I'm Danielle Young. We'll be right back. And we're back, and we're continuing the conversation, this post-election conversation. And, you know, as we were just talking earlier, we want to bring our nation back together for the sake of its citizens. We deserve to have leadership that's going to be concerned about the things that affect us. But I want to say this. One thing that I've learned down through the years is we all tend to put our hopes and outcomes. And we talked about this with our church last week. It could be a sports team. Husband, you know about that.
Yes, I do.
Systems, ideologies, or even elections. But one Peter in the gospel reminds us that hope in the gospel is more powerful than any other resource that we can rely on in this life, because God is our source. And when I say source, I mean source with a capital S. And so we have to put hope in God. Putting hope in God is wiser than placing it in any president, any political party or platform. That's loaded right there. But I'm going to come back to that, because we know that God is all knowing and all powerful. The word says that he's omniscient. That means he knows everything. He's omnipotent. That means he's got all power, and he's omnipresent. That means he's everywhere all the time. And so I want to tell you this, beloved, God is neither pleased nor is he displeased or surprised or disappointed by this year's election results. God knows the end from the beginning. Remember, he operates outside of time. No matter who's in control of the Supreme Court, the White House, a House of Representatives, Senate, God is in supreme control in this world. And so we have to be mindful of that as we go forward in these days, those of us who are believers, because at some point we're going to need to settle down our emotions, right? We got to, you know, try to, you know, get a hold of ourselves so that we can figure out a way forward in the days ahead. And then when we settle our emotions, that way we can settle into our faith. We know that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I'm confident that we can respond to this season with maturity, Christian maturity, you know, and we have to put our hope and faith and trust in God. And we can do that. We can do several things, because this is real important. We talked about uniting this nation, and we understand that there are many problems. But one of my colleagues said it best last week. He said problems have solutions. Every problem has a solution. And so we talked about how to unite this nation. Well, the church is the primary place where it starts. And I'm going to tell you how we can do that. We can do that through prayer. We can do that through coming together, because the Bible says there's something powerful, explosive about being able to come together in prayer, come together in faith, trusting and believing. Things begin to change. And so that is a great place to start. Husband, you can chime in certainly with your thoughts on how we can move forward.
So thank you, dear. One of the things I wanted to say was, you know, it's quite ironic that up until election time, our focus has been on feelings and emotions. It's sort of led up to this point where we are right now. So it was, it was a segue to us just talking it out and realizing that God created us with emotions, and that our emotions are going to run high. No matter what emotion it is, going to run high, run low, certain days, but, you know, with God on our side, and when we stay prayed up, God is the creator and finisher, the author of all things. So just putting our trust in him. But that's not to say that we can't have our emotions. But, you know, when the emotions go by, we have to fall back on the word of God and fall back on what us as believers that God is in control, and just stay prayed up and just stay focused on the word.
That's true. That's powerful right there, husband. We're going to stay right there for a second, because, you know, emotions, remember we talked about this in our past shows, are neither good nor bad. The emotion, it's our system of venting. God placed them in us, you know, but emotions What the main thing about it is how what we do with them, how we respond. And that is so important. And so we have to, at this juncture, as you said, stay prayed up and pray for leaders everywhere. They need it. It's, you know, those of us who are leaders and leadership position, we know it's not an easy task. It's not an easy task, but with the help of those people praying for us and encouraging us and believing in us, it can get easier. And so we are going to definitely continue to pray for leadership, because the Bible says, pray for those who have leader rule over your lives, that you might live peacefully in the land. And I don't know about anybody else, but I appreciate peace. I protect my peace. And so now is a time for us to pray, because the reality is we've heard of the reports of these racist texts and emails that have been going out, and they're trying to associate that with the election. I don't know. I can't speak on that. But this is not a time for us to lose hope. It's not a time for us to get discouraged, but it's a time for us to bind together, because Matthew 18:19 says, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. That's Jesus. That's Jesus speaking. And Deuteronomy 32:30 says, how could one man chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight unless the rock had sold them and unless the Lord had given it to them? And so we are touching and agreeing now, because blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And one of the things that the word says is that when we have righteous leadership, well, let me say this. We said when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people mourn. And so we want God to establish his justice and make the wrong things right in our nation and in our leadership. And we know God can do it. But beloved, we have got to pray. And so we're going to continue to pray, trust God, be praying for one another, praying for our leadership. And my thought, and husband, you can share yours. My prayer is that we will be joyful in hope and trust in God, the God of our salvation, that we'll walk humbly, but we'll act justly, you know, and go before God with our concerns, live in hope and honor God, love our neighbors, serve our community, pray for our leaders, and in doing so, advance the gospel. Husband, what say ye?
Yes, I agree with you said what you're saying. And it makes me think just about, you know, our church. Our church name is New Beginnings Haven of Hope. And we are, you know, we are standing, you know, we are standing on God's words. We have hope for the future, you know, but it is definitely a group effort from all of God's people. And you know, just to emulate the love that God has for us, to emulate that love and to show it, even when we may not want to. But that's what God's word says. And when we do what God's word says, we will be blessed. So, you know, we need to do our part. We need to do what God told us to do, and God will keep us. And I believe that in my heart, 100%.
Amen. And so the word of God says, I exhort you, therefore, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. That's 1 Timothy 2:1-2. And so let us pray together. Kind Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for this nation that we live in and for the democratic process, God. We thank you for our leaders, and we pray for all those in authority in this nation, those in government, in school systems, in legal system, in churches, in the media, and all other positions of influence, that your people may live quiet and peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in your sight. And Lord, we pray that your people throughout this whole nation who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. Then you will hear from heaven and will forgive our sin and heal our land. God, we need a healing in the land.
Yes, God.
And so we pray now in the name of Jesus, do it, Lord. Heal our land. Pour your mercy and grace upon us. Let your kingdom come and your will be done in this nation.
Yes, God.
And in all the earth as it is in heaven. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus with thanksgiving.
Yes, God.
Well, beloved, that's our show for today, but we do not want to leave without extending to you the invitation to accept the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. It's as easy as ABC. A, admit what you have done wrong and ask God for forgiveness. B, believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again as payment for your sins. And C, confess and choose to allow God to be in charge of your life. And if you do that and pray the Lord to come in, guess what, beloved? You are saved, and the heavens
yes.
are rejoicing with you, and so are we. And so, beloved,
Amen.
We want to thank you, as always, for joining us for this episode of A Dose of Hope. We always want to pray for you and your family.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Until next time, be blessed, be safe, be well. Take care, everybody.